Matt Lamb. He's the fitness coordinator at the Williamston Community Fitness Center. Matt, good morning.
Hey, what's happening, Tony?
For folks who aren't familiar with the Williamston Community Fitness Center, tell us about it.
It's a facility located at Williamston High School. It's in the field house portion, a new addition we built about 5 years ago. It's open to all the community. We have individual memberships, family memberships, senior memberships. The equipment is a mixture of Hammer Strength, Nautilus, Cybex, free weights, Bozus, Swiss balls, pretty much everything you find in a commercial gym and some stuff you would.
What's interesting, Matt, is what has been done at the Williamston Community Fitness Center in regards to making it available to the community, because it's located in the high school, but you found a way to make it available to everyone in the community, plus raising some funds for the school district, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we do a pretty good job. Last time I checked with our budget people, we were actually turning a profit, so I think that's a first with any school district, and having a facility open to the community, actually making some money and having a positive influence on the community as well as the kids.
All right, for folks looking to get back into shape, you always see that time of year, the New Year's resolutions to focus on fitness. What would you tell two types of people? One, the fitness person that just has been away from it for a little bit, and two, for the person who hasn't been involved in fitness in a long time, trying to get them back involved.
The first thing is when you walk into the gym, and we've tried to do this at our facility, and not a lot of gyms are friendly and welcoming. A lot of them just take your money and kind of throw you on your way. For someone who's never really done anything, if they were to come in, what we do is walk you through all the machines, let you know what body part they work, explain the equipment to you, and then for the majority of the members who are kind of lost, I'll actually put together a program for them at no cost and walk them through it. That way they have some training wheels on. As far as the people that were into fitness and got out of it for a little bit, we do the same thing for them. Sometimes people's routines get stagnant. They use the same exercises, the same machines over and over. What we have is a good mix of equipment so that we're able to throw a variety of things at you so you don't really get bored. And if you do get bored, then you can come back to us and say, hey, I've been doing this for 4 to 6 weeks. I'm getting kind of, in a rut. And then we can show you some other things to do that maybe you hadn't thought about.
Matt, what's the age range of folks that you see using the facility?
We have middle schoolers. We've done a real good job of getting our 7th and 8th grade students up. And all the way up to some of our members are as old as 80, 82. So we've got a really good mix with our community.
All right, and Matt, we're going to be talking with you a little bit later on this week about more than just fitness, but folks who are looking for more advanced training, not only for them, but for their kids, especially the ones who are athletes. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later this week. For people who want more information about what you do at the Williamston Community Fitness Center, how they get in contact with you?
They can email me. My email is lamm@gowcs.net. That's lamm@gowcs.net. Or they can give us a call. The direct line to the high school is 655-2142, and our extension is 7029.
All right, Matt, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, thanks, Tony.